Good afternoon, Leah.
Good afternoon.
So traditionally, women are the homemakers while men have been the breadwinners. But how did these labels come apart?
So a lot of the theories conceptualizing housework and men and women's roles really originate in the 1950s. This is when this breadwinner homemaker kind of division between men and women was really at its heyday. And this was kind of has a long historical past whereby this was a sign of being upper class or upper middle class, that you could afford to have a woman who stays at home, doesn't have to work, and does all the childcare and housework. So that's the reason why not only is this like a really meaningful and monumental period of time, but why this has so much salience and kind of remains today. So the idea that we have these divisions between men and women, in which men go out and they're the economic providers and women stay home and they're in charge of the family and really making sure that the home is a nurturing place, has its roots in the Victorian era, but really still remains today. This is the period of time in which you see this clear division between public and private, the public and private sphere. You see women moving into you see men moving into the workforce in ways that hadn't happened in the past, in part because people are moving off the farm and into urban areas. So it's this historical progression, right, where you see people migrating from farms into the cities, and the result of that is you start to see work becoming kind of men's work. This is economic paid work, and you start to see domestic work being more closely aligned with women. The challenge, of course, is that not everyone can have this division whereby one person stays at home and one person enters the labor market. So this was really an indication of class. This indicates whether you had enough status to have one income. And so you can see this is kind of where the roots of it show up, but it isn't until the 1950s with the economic boom post-World War II where you see that actually many families were able to achieve this kind of status symbol.
Yeah, definitely. And it is surprising how many things in life are associated with gender, from furniture to scents to drinks or even household chores. Why do we attribute gender to tasks?
Well, that's like, I guess, a bigger question about what we think women should and shouldn't be. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a bigger kind of feminist question. So in general, there's this expectation that women are to be the nurturers, that women are to be clean, and that these then get translated into domestic chores. There's some arguments that women end up doing these tasks, in part because when they have babies, they get tied to the home and to kids in ways that that men don't. This has some biological merit in that, you know, the person who births the baby is the only person who can breastfeed the baby. But in a context of having kind of paid parental leaves that really can be inclusive of men and in which you have, you know, formula that allows everybody, or pumping that allows everyone to be the feeder, these kind of traditional expectations of what men and women should do are starting to erode. And you're starting to see this generation say like, I don't think so. I don't really ascribe to that. I don't agree with that. And that's starting to shift in housework patterns.
Yeah, definitely. If we consider this shift that has happened, obviously there has been a big change since the 1950s. What are the various ways in which same-sex couples negotiate housework?
This is a big black box. So there's some research on it, but not a lot. And a lot of the research is looking at same-sex couples in terms of housework specifically, are really looking at them through this kind of heterosexual lens. So saying, okay, if we know that in heterosexual couples, that the theories predict that one person specializes in the does housework as a means to do gender, and one person tries to not do housework as a means to do masculinity, then how does this work in same-sex couples? The challenge, of course, is that one, a lot of women in a same-sex couple or in a heterosexual couple are not doing the housework just to exhibit their femininity. So it's not about like, I'm going to clean the bathroom in order for me to feel like a woman. So this kind of logic that underpins a lot of the research really is flawed on multiple levels. It's flawed in terms of how women are approaching housework, whether in same-sex couples or not. And then you can see it becomes even more problematic when the assumption is either that in same-sex couples, one person specializes in the feminine chores and the masculine chores, which is deeply homophobic, right? It has this homophobic base. And this assumption that they're just enacting heterosexual relationship dynamics, that same-sex couples are just like heterosexuals, except for that one person is a man, they're both men, or they're both women. So you see that actually this is a really flawed way of thinking about housework, gender, and same-sex couples. And the challenge is that the theories really that are based in the 1950s, you could say, maybe don't totally apply to heterosexual couples anymore, and probably don't apply to same-sex couples. And so how do we revise the theories so that we're more accurately capturing gender, divisions of housework, and really interpersonal couple dynamics?
Definitely. Do you think that it will be possible to remove associations of gender through housework?
Oh, that's like a great question that I want to say yes to, because like, sure, we can do anything. We can put people on the moon if we can develop the internet, if we can have cell phones. Certainly, we can stop associating washing dishes with being feminine or caring for children with being feminine. Absolutely. The challenge is going to be you have to raise consciousness around this. So the first thing is that you have to have people understand that these are divided by gender and that these tap into gender norms. And it's only once you understand that that is happening that then you can challenge kind of the ways in which things are divided. So sure, we can do it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It has been a very interesting topic.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.